Amnesty International wants US-led forces to be held accountable for using white phosphorus in Syria. The human rights group has published videos which show the coalition spraying the material over two neighbourhoods in the city of Al-Raqqa. Amnesty says at least 14 civilians were killed in one of the strikes, which could amount to a war crime. They're calling for an investigation into the attack. Amnesty International Crisis Campaigns Coordinator Diana Sayed spoke with me earlier.
So the use of white phosphorus munitions by the US-led coalition endangers the lives of thousands of civilians trapped in and around Al-Raqqa city, and it may amount to a war crime in these circumstances, given that it was used in a predominantly residential area. But what makes white phosphorus so confronting in these circumstances is that it causes such horrific injuries to civilians and to people, anyone, because it burns through the flesh and bone. And it's not just at that imminent point of attack. It can be reignited and deployed for weeks after, and it burns at extremely high temperatures. So the risk that it poses to civilians is really grave, and we always want to ensure that there is restraint in the use of white phosphorus.
And so those 14 civilians who were killed from this strike, was that directly from the white phosphorus, or that was from other causes?
We've got a local monitoring group that we are closely in touch with called Raqqa Is Being Slaughtered Silently, and other local sources that say 14 civilians were killed from just one of these strikes. So we have seen verified and cross-checked 5 videos showing different angles of where the white phosphorus has burst in the air. Just from this video alone, we can see that 14 civilians have been killed. Now, we don't know how many more have been killed, how many other times white phosphorus has been used. We know that the US-led coalition has been using white phosphorus in Mosul, Iraq, and they have confirmed their recent use of this in the Iraqi city, but they have not confirmed the use of it in Al-Raqqa. So we are calling on the US-led coalition, of which the Australian government is part of, to investigate the use of white phosphorus in Syria as well, and to refrain from using it because of its indiscriminate use, and that civilian lives are put at risk here, and this violates the laws of war, given the unacceptably high risk to civilians.
What does US-led coalition refer to exactly in this case? Would that be US troops who are doing this, or Syrian troops who are supported by the US?
So it's the US-led coalition in partnership with the Syrian Defence Force. But we know that the US-led coalition has airstrikes and air artillery that they're using in their operations, which is something that the Islamic State doesn't have, or the Syrian army. So for all accounts and purposes, our analysis shows that the US-led coalition is most likely to have been involved in these strikes.
And how likely do you think it is that this investigation will happen?
Well, the US-led coalition has confirmed its recent use of white phosphorus in Iraq. So it's up to the public, up to the Australian government to also urge its partners on the US-led coalition to conduct an investigation to ensure that our rules of engagement are being abided by, as well as the laws of war.
In that situation where in Mosul, where the US said that they did use white phosphorus, but it was used to protect civilians, to shield them, or in cases where they use it to shield troops, can there ever be any justification for using white phosphorus in those cases?
You know, the repeated use of white phosphorus for legitimate purposes where that doesn't pose a high risk to civilians falls within the parameters of the laws of war. However, in situations where they are using them in areas where there are high density population of civilians, we know that it poses a high risk to them because white phosphorus, the way it works is there's a strike. I'm not sure if you've seen any of the videos, but they're readily available on Facebook. We've seen the Washington Post, Human Rights Watch. You can see that the way that they strike on top of these low-rise residential buildings is that they just kind of disseminate very indiscriminately. And the fact that civilians can be at high risk of the horrific effects of white phosphorus cannot be justified in these circumstances.
If forces were to use white phosphorus but proportionately, so perhaps not around civilians, would that be acceptable?
And we always want to ensure that laws of war are strictly abided by. In the event that they have legitimate end purposes and it's within the parameters of the laws of war, we would have to investigate it on a case-by-case basis. But we always want to ensure that the US-led coalition is conducting investigations and are transparent around these operations so that we can make that call, whether it does or doesn't fall within the laws of war.
Amnesty International's Diana Sayed ending that report.